Army Chief General Asim Munir is now a field marshal. While Pakistan's second field marshal, Asim Munir is the only one who has been awarded with the prestigious five-star title by the government of the day. The other one, Ayub Khan, was a case of self-promotion. A well-deserved one, General Asim Munir's promotion has come in recognition of his brilliant military leadership, courage, and bravery that ensured Pakistan's sovereignty and territorial integrity and courageous defense during the recent four-day military conflict with the far bigger, power-intoxicated, hubris-laden enemy, India. The elevation serves as a message to the adversary, which, while licking its wounds, is still immersed in working out something more nefarious that could atone for the loss of face it suffered worldwide in the wake of the May 2025 combat, that we have not lowered the guard and are ever ready to deal with any shenanigans with full military might, national unity and unyielding determination. And while the leadership is conscious of the potential danger from the eastern border, it is also aware of the need to keep the western flank friendly and peaceful. Deputy Prime Minister Ishaq Dar's recent three-day visit to Beijing, where the representatives of Afghanistan, our neighbor on the west, were also present, came in pursuit of the same target. The trilateral huddle in Beijing agreed to promote regional security apart from economic connectivity, something that can be interpreted as an assurance of continued support from China as well as a here-for-you gesture from Afghanistan, whose rulers had been contacted by India just last week in what marks New Delhi's first minister-level outreach to Kabul. Not oblivious either is our leadership to the stepped-up proxy terrorism in Balochistan and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa imposed by the enemy as part of its two-front war that also involves suspension of the Indus Water Treaty. These are thus challenging times for the nation, but a matter of satisfaction is our capable and vigilant military brass that enjoys full backing from the government and the people.